There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. We're live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. In 15 minutes, we'll recap last night's betting action in Win Some, Lose Some. Bottom of the hour, Pat Forty and his reaction to the College Football Playoff Committee show last night. Here, more NFL as Andrew Brandt is kind enough to join us here early on a Wednesday morning. The podcast is called Business of Sports Podcast. He's with Sports Illustrated, and he also writes the Sunday 7 newsletter as well. Good morning, sir. Thanks for the time today. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Good to be with you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. So Josh McDaniels was fired late last night, like 2 a.m. on the East Coast, 11 o'clock p.m. out here. And originally, Andrew, Mark Davis and the Raiders gave him a 6-year contract. He can't even make it to the end of year 2. We always hear about this, right? Well, we got to be patient. We got to give coaches their time. It was a new coach and a new GM. Then why do owners become so impatient, and why are they so willing to give long contracts to begin with for guys who might be unproven?
Yeah, it's a great question. The impatience thing seems to be a recent phenomenon in sports, all over sports, not just the NFL. And I think that's because so much money, obviously follow the money with the media contracts, with player contracts. Teams aren't going to wait, especially with a veteran quarterback like Garoppolo, as opposed to developing a rookie. They're just not going to wait. And it is unfortunate, but as you noted, Josh McDaniels signs a 6-year contract. We don't know all the details in the latter years, but he's a year and a half in, so that's 4.5 years. Coaches do get guaranteed contracts. Unlike players, it's, again, something that's been a staple of the NFL for so many years, and that's where we are. Just explain the guarantees. They're all offset guarantees. So if and when Josh McDaniels, over the next 4.5 years, gets a job in football, The money will come off the Raiders' obligation. So this happens with all these coaches. They get fired. They end up somewhere else. Maybe they're not head coach, but they're making an income. But if we assume Josh McDaniels is making a few million dollars a year, he gets hired as an assistant next year somewhere for $400,000. You know, that's some money that helps the Raiders, but not a lot. So obviously, to make this decision, the Raiders have to understand they're not only going to be paying off McDaniels, but his whole staff. And I don't know how long their contracts are. Assuming they're going to get fired when the next coach comes in and brings his staff.
Sure. And well, what might be worse than this at the pro level would be what happens in college athletics all the time. And when universities agree to the agent and the coach demanding like such a big deal in the buyout, and they agree to, I mean, you look at some of this stuff across the country, like Jimbo Fisher, the buyout is more than $70 million. Is this something that universities eventually are going to say, yeah, we're not going to do this anymore? I'm sorry. I mean, we love you as a candidate here to be our head coach, but we can't do that.
You know, it's just the leverage of top college coaches to me is just extraordinary. And again, you know, the part of this we haven't mentioned so far is the part I was before I went to the Packers 10 years, I was an agent. The agents have extraordinary power. There are some agents out there in college that represent a lot of the top college coaches, Saban and others, and they've developed some power. And just like agents that represent top players, agents that represent top coaches get things for these coaches that you wouldn't think otherwise they would get. The buyouts are extraordinary, and the feeling is always, hey, don't worry about the buyout, the other team will pay it, right? Mm-hmm. If a coach is going to leave, the other team, I say team, the other college,
sure,
will figure out a way to compensate, and it's all that big business play. I mean, you look at what happened with Hunter Riley at going from Oklahoma to USC. Oh my God. I mean, the money involved in that transaction between what they paid him, the houses, the $100 million, the buyout, that's extraordinary.
Yeah.
I mean, and of course Caleb Williams came with the package, so that was part of the deal.
Yeah, for sure. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest Andrew Brandt with the Sunday 7 newsletter, Business of Sports podcast with Sports Illustrated. As you mentioned, you were with Green Bay for a long time. So they made a move yesterday. Rasul Douglas is a really good cornerback, traded him to the Buffalo Bills. And they're having a disappointing season this year, to say the least. What do you project their offseason to look like now that we're halfway through this season? And where did you think like this team was going to be at this point with year one of Jordan Love?
Well, let's just make sure everyone knows. Year one of Aaron Rodgers, 6-10. But we felt good. We felt good because we had the guy. You know, we had the guy. And every team is searching for the guy. If you have the guy, then you feel like you can build the team around him. You can get going. The difference with this team compared to our team back then is that I was very careful managing the cap, that we were not going to get into a situation where Brett Favre had a huge cap hole for us like I saw back in the day with John Elway and Troy Aikman and Dan Marino and Drew Bledsoe and all these quarterbacks leaving at that time $15, $20 million holes on a much smaller cap. Now they have a $40 million hole with Aaron Rodgers. So this is a team that's not playing with a full deck right now. For some reason, and we can all debate it, they went all in on Aaron last year. And maybe Aaron was going to go to the Broncos. Maybe Aaron was going to leave the Packers. Maybe they're going to turn it over to Jordan Love. No, they kept Aaron after two MVP years. They gave him a huge contract, which they got out of after 1 year, and they're paying for it. So Jordan Love makes whatever, $4 million. Aaron Rodgers counts $42 million, and they're playing with that. They also have the youngest skill position group in the NFL by far. By far. No receivers, tight ends, not on rookie contracts. Aaron Jones, the only skilled player not on a rookie contract. So they're struggling because they just don't have the experience to compete right now. The thing you look for as a Packers fan, I tell everyone, they always ask me, improvement. And I know that hasn't shown lately, but let's talk in December. See if there's a improvement of that team towards the future, and Love is the guy. That's what everyone's going to look for. Yesterday, Packers love a trade for high draft picks. They always have. Even if they were undefeated, I wouldn't see the Packers going after veterans at the trade deadline. They are a draft and develop team, a third-round pick for a player they got off the scrap heap a couple years ago. I'm sure they couldn't turn that down. I know fans are frustrated, but they're building.
You mentioned earlier the big business, the guaranteed contracts, and the astronomical buyouts. Staying on that point, does the NBA have a big problem where it's I get my money and then I want out. And your thought of what just happened with Lillard and Harden now?
Crazy, because we've talked about ways in sports business to limit this problem. And the NBA has, this is not new to them, as everyone knows. What they've done is they've done collective bargaining agreements that give supermaxes with advantages for players to stay on their own team.
Mm-hmm.
Again, let me repeat. Advantages of $20, $30, $50, $60, $80, $100 million to stay on your own team. And these players are saying, nah, I don't want to. turning down, this started with Anthony Davis. He left, I don't know, $90 million on the plate in New Orleans. And this is what players are doing. The money is not keeping them where they are. And the power of these stars is shown again and again. And we can talk about GM standing up to these guys, but what are you going to do? What are you going to, I want everyone to sort of think about if you're the GM of Portland or Philadelphia, what are you going to do? Like, you're just going to sit, you're going to sit, you're just going to have him alienate your team and alienate fans and infect your young players by not wanting to be there. So I understand it. I wish there was a solution, but James Harden did it for the third time. I tweeted he will go down in business of sports history as the best player GM ever because he has extricated himself from three situations simply by being a pain in the butt.
Yes,
yes.
And that, he's got the talent to do it, I guess.
Yeah, that is absolutely accurate. You can follow Andrew on X. He's at Andrew Brent. Get the podcast, the Business of Sports podcast. He's with Sports Illustrated as well. Andrew, thanks for the time today. We appreciate that.
Always enjoy it, guys. Thanks.
Well done, sir.
Yeah, nothing you can do.
Well, you need leadership, and that's where you need Silver to come in and say, guys, knock it off. You can't do this. I mean, the Lillard thing was Lillard takes the money, and then I want out, and it's Miami, and that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the GM played it beautifully for Portland, but this, I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing here? So stop with the public trade demands. Cut it out. Please, I'm not saying honor the entire contract, but you have guys who have a 4 or 5 year deal, and after 2 years, they're won out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Harden does this now every single year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really, really awful look. But he doesn't care. He's going to be, you know, what is his net worth? $200, $300 million?
A lot of the dancers have that.
I mean, sure.
Yep.
I'm sure he's blown a lot of it over the years, but he's led a pretty damn good life.
Yep. No doubt.
A fun one on top of it.
Sure.
So, I mean,
Andrew's right, though. I mean, I'm also damned if you do, damned if you don't. He could hurt our young players, threaten not to play, half-ass it. I mean, to think a guy would do that, though. Harden would just go out there and not try.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like, well, there's nothing I can do then. Yeah, I can't put him out here.
For sure.
He's forced my hand.
And
so,
by the way, Paul, one player in the NBA means so much overall. One really good player can be irreplaceable.
And then you saw the Clippers' reaction. Ballmer and the players are excited to have him. So we'll see what it looks like.
We'll recap last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, a doozy last night in the association. Spurs plus 240. Forget about that. How about 60-1 in play? 50-1 in play in that range. They're down 15 in the fourth quarter. Came back to win on the road. Wembanyama tips one in. They're down four late, and then they get Durant turns it over. They lay it in and win the game.
That's exactly how it happened.
I can't believe it.
Turn the ball over on a full court press.
No.
The Suns did up by one. They're sitting there in disbelief. Spurs go right to the basket to score on a layup, and bam, that's the game.
Yeah, down 20 in the second half, down 15 in the fourth quarter. They win the game. Vogel was livid, said Durant got fouled. Durant says, I just got to hold on to the ball, and they're going to foul me. But incredible win for the Spurs. Knicks plus one. Went off the favorite, routed the Cavs. Ton of guys out for Cleveland. What are you going to do? It's the NBA. Texas Rangers, they do it again. Set the record, 10 in a row on the road in the playoffs. Also, the first time a team hit for a cycle in an inning since the Braves in 1991 in the World Series against the Twins. What are the ratings going to look like for this one? Another blowout. Game was over in the third inning.
I mean, back-to-back innings with five runs in each, and both innings happened with two outs.
Yeah.
Smoltz was just like in amazement last night, and I don't blame him. I love Smoltz, by the way.
Yeah, he's great.
I think he's awesome.
All the runs with two outs, and they win again. They can wrap it up tonight. Seager to go deep plus 330. And if you're holding MVP tickets, wow, especially if those are big prices, you're sitting pretty. Toledo, Buffalo under, 53 down to 47.5. And the Kings plus 140. How about Mark Messier on the broadcast? The game was on ESPN, saying if there's ever a way you can find a way to coach through this or come out of a way to win a game after a five-game road trip or longer, you'd be rich, he said. I mean, he's right. He knows about the Malinsky special.
Basically talked about it, yeah.
And he said it doesn't matter the sport, but the Maple Leafs were back after this long road trip. They come back. They're dead. It's 2-0 early Kings.
You were watching the broadcast
the said,
live?
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah. He's dressed up like Elvis. You know, he's doing the Halloween thing.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
Well, I know that.
Great timing and great point by Messier, but he knows.
VSiN viewer Chris Belm has been tweeting this out the entire year now. He's tracking. It's early on in the season, so you're not going to have a lot of examples so far, but he's doing this based on the Malinsky special, and the Kings were a winner last night.
Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these tweets and videos. Randy McKay did it again. Pro sports bettor, advantage player, VSiN fan. He's been on the show many times. He came to Circa, in and out, bank job. Had to pop in. He hit a Royale with cheese for $5 again. Right here, $20,000. The second time he's done it in less than a year. And the last time.
A couple months.
Yeah, he came in August and he walked across the street and popped him for another $8,000. Nuts. Congratulations to McKay. How about Wembanyama yesterday? Pretty good game. He was there with the rebounds and the blocks. Had four blocks. Turnovers again. He showed up as a slender man. I mean, that's certainly a great costume. And at 7'5", he is slender man. Yeah, there's the high five. But how you doing? Right? Excellent. Great. Lose some. Sun Spurs under. 229.5 down to 225.5. Northern Illinois from 3 up to 6.5. Lost at Central Michigan. One lose some. In light of the news at 2 in the morning, Eastern time, how about this decision from the league? Jets and Raiders stays Sunday night. They didn't flex out of it. I mean, what are they doing?
This is the worst job I can ever remember from the NFL.
Yeah.
Usually they're aggressive, and they've added more rules to where they can actually do it more often.
Right,
and
with, and they're with like, anything.
Nah,
right.
We're going to dial it back. We're going to be more conservative here and not change. We like the schedule so far.
Yeah,
I like what people were pointing out last night, by the way, like on X. They're saying this has nothing to do with the New York media market. The NFL didn't care about the Jets before Rodgers got there.
Oh, absolutely.
Could be anywhere.
Jets were never in prime time.
No, ever.
No.
No reason
never.
To put them on.
No. Other games available. 49ers, Jaguars, Lions, Chargers. Ravens, Browns, to name a few.
You had so many options.
My God.
And you give us this, you stick with this crap.
Team fired their coach.
That's an F job so far by the NFL this year.
Well, they have until, what, next Tuesday to flex out of Minnesota and Denver. One bad beat, Toledo, Buffalo over. Again, it went from 53. There was heavy snow. And then, you know, died down. But then, but anyways, no points scored in the fourth quarter. And it lands 44. All four major sports going on. Great action every night. There's no better time to be a sports bettor. Sign up now. Get our full VSiN Pro access. Everything we do through May 1st for $120. Daily best bets. Limited access to the betting splits. VSiN.com/subscribe. Sign up now. All right. There you go. Great job, guys. And again, you wake up to the news. Second day in a row where there's a big either trade or big news, breaking news in the world of sports. And that was at 2 a.m. Eastern with McDaniels and Ziegler, coach GM, gone. Let go. Davis had seen enough. 9 hours after the trade deadline. And also, as our friend Paul Charchian tweeted out, you still got to pay Gruden and also Mayock, who you let go as well. So to tie in with Andrew Brandt with the guarantee. So, yeah, McDaniels had a six-year deal. Year and a half out.
Maybe this job looks attractive if they lose enough games and they're in a spot to, I don't know, land Caleb Williams or Drake May or a stud quarterback in the draft. It is a loaded draft this year at that position. And then maybe people are throwing out Jim Harbaugh. This thing might be, nothing might happen to Jim Harbaugh. Who knows?
Probably not. Against the rules? What's the NCAA going to do? Not, right?
At some point we're going to, like college football is going to break away from the NCAA.
I read that the Michigan lawyers are like, no rule was broken. Who cares?
Sure.
Offer him whatever he wants. Let's lock him up and keep him here.
Make him a lifetime contract right now. Make it happen. He'll stay and then draw a line through him to come to the Raiders.
Uh-huh.
But if they land, if they're in position in the draft and they lose enough games again to get a good quarterback, then yes. What if they win 6-7 games and they're picking 13th in the draft?
I know. Ideally, I get a top five pick. I do whatever I can to get Caleb Williams. And if I do that, maybe I try to get Lincoln Riley don't give him power. Address the defense, fix that, because you know what the Raiders will look like offensively with Williams and pieces. And certainly that's what Lincoln Riley knows. And if I'm Riley, I'm like, I didn't sign up for this. We just showed the rankings with college football. Those teams are now going to the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that conference going to look like? Think about that. It's Penn State. It's Ohio State. It's Michigan. It's USC. It's UCLA. Oregon. It's Washington.
The good news is starting next year, you're going to be able to have a couple losses, maybe three losses, still get in.
Yeah.
We're not going to have 12 teams with zero or one loss.
I also have an NFL schedule, though. And then also have to factor in the travel.
I think maybe Lincoln Riley prefers to be in college more than the NFL. Maybe I could be dead wrong about that. I get the feeling like this is where he knows that he could thrive in terms of, because he's going to bring in, the thing is, again, this guy can land whoever he wants at the college level. That changes once you get to the NFL. You know, you don't have, you don't have the transfer portal now anymore, and you can't recruit five-star kids coming out of the wazoo.
And it's not a good track record with the college to NFL jump either. But in any event, you got to get this right. You can't keep screwing it up from the draft. Starts with the GM. Got to get a head coach. Can't keep changing coaches. It's 8 times under Mark Davis.
I would argue that.
Since he became owner, and you inherited a playoff team, McDaniels. A lot of people said, why? I don't get it. Why does he get credit for being the OC with Tom Brady? Ridiculous.
Well, he never will anymore beyond this.
But you saw it was how bad it went in Denver. And this guy, when it comes to evaluating talent, thought Tebow could play in the league. Not only that, moved up to get him in the first round. but it was elevate, take us to the next level. You went 10-7, lost last play of the game against him, and then it's just been right into the ground. And some of the decisions he's made, X's and O's, I mean, off. It's hideous to watch. This offense is so bad.
People are chiming in right now. We're going to do the pizza bets tomorrow. There's too much stuff going on today. We made a case for Aiden O'Connell at some point.
We did.
August.
We have the tickets. We have the tickets.
Yeah, for rookie of the year.
Yeah.
People are saying he's 300-1 right now. What if he comes in? He's got a lot. I mean, it's half the season to work with now. He's going to have to overcome what C.J. Stroud has done and others. Like, can he overtake Stroud? Can he overtake Puka Nacua?
Right. He's got to put up big numbers.
He's
and
gonna,
then you got to win games, though, too. You can't just put up big numbers and go 4-13 and say, okay, here you go. I mean, you got to win games, and that's easier said than done. But he's going to get a lot of credit if they look good and they win and score. I mean, they're 30th in points per game. They're last in rushing and 31st in total offense, and you're coming off a game where Adams had one catch.
What do you want to do with the game this week against the Giants?
I got to see more. I got to find out what's – I can't – what's – who's calling the plays? What is Antonio Pierce going to do? Game plan, and he has no he's been in the league for a year and a half. That's another thing. He has no experience himself.
Do you agree with my assessment the Giants are going to go off the favorite here?
I don't think that'll happen.
You don't think so?
Not based on what happened Sunday, no. Even though it was Tyrod and DeVito.
What has happened with the Raiders?
Yeah.
Again, this is not a home field advantage for the team.
Well, people keep using the word embarrassing. I mean, it was 26-14.
The whole year has been embarrassing.
Yeah, but it's you missed Adams wide open. That's more on Garoppolo, wasn't it?
It is.
What the Giants did was embarrassing.
We'll get Pat Forty's reaction to the first college football committee show coming up next here on VSiN.
Don't forget DraftKings Sportsbook. New customers can bet $5 and pocket $200 in bonus bets instantly. All customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day. Download the app. Use promo code FOLLOW when you sign up. Great creativity and menu as always. DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
The great Pat Forty joins the program now. Does a tremendous job covering college football and hoops for Sports Illustrated. He's on X at By Pat Forty. Good morning, Pat. Thanks for the time. As always, we appreciate it. You can, after one committee show, as always, you can smell the controversy a month out because it's already going to be best team or most deserving. And then, well, head-to-head matters. Does it? Like, I get it. You have Texas over Alabama, but did you forget about Oklahoma beating Texas? You ranked them two spots behind the Longhorns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. The battle lines are being drawn, and we'll see whether the committee has consistency or whether they just kind of waffle around. And I'm okay with they waffle around because these rankings are meaningless. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that for years, haven't we? That, you know, this is a TV show they put on that really shouldn't matter other than to get people upset and to get eyeballs on ESPN. So, you know, but this is going to be, fascinating. Michigan has played nobody. They basically have a two-game season, Penn State and Ohio State. Georgia so far has played almost nobody. Now that's going to change. They've got three straight ranked opponents coming and an SEC championship game. But there's going to be a lot of hand-wringing over exactly what you mentioned, best versus most deserving, eye test versus resume. And then the other thing that stuck out to me, guys, was, they just slotted everybody by how many losses you have. You know, there was no real consideration of, well, they played a better schedule or any of that.
Yeah.
The five undefeated Power 5 teams are 1 through 5. The eight one-loss Power 5 teams are 6 through 13. And then you get to the two-loss teams. It's like there's no nuance here at all. They were done and eating their steak and cream corn down there at the Gaylord Resort by like 5 p.m., I guarantee it.
Yeah. Well done. Well done, sir. Absolutely. And the other thing we have to, I don't know what they're going to do with this either, but you can see this coming. Is it going to be best win or best loss? How they're going to do that and how hairy this could get?
Yeah, for sure. Because that's where, you know, like Alabama has a good loss to Texas, but it was at home. Oklahoma's loss isn't as good. It was to Kansas. Louisville has beaten Notre Dame, but also lost to Pittsburgh. So, yeah, that's always going to be kind of, I think, a dividing point there. Usually they end up going with better wins over losses, but you never know.
Right, sure. And also where I'm going with this, too, also is if the undefeated happens to lose a close game against a good opponent by like 3 points with all that that scenario as well.
Oh, yeah. Because, well, right. I mean, because we're going to have that. Obviously, we have 5 undefeateds now. The most we can have is 4 amongst the Power 5 because Ohio State and Michigan to play each other. And, yeah, how does that game go down and where do those teams stand will be very important.
Well, I encourage everyone to listen to your podcast. Oh, great job as always, Sports Illustrated, and also the College Football Inquirer. What do you make of the Michigan man and sign-stealing guy, as McElwain called him? This is the stuff that comes out by the day. What a fiasco here.
It's incredible. I mean, like, for those of us in the talking business, it's the gift that keeps giving. It's, you know, I mean, one absurd storyline after another. This is the craziest. And something, frankly, I have never seen or heard of in covering the sport for like 30-some years.
Wow.
To have this guy show up basically incognito on the sideline at Central Michigan, wearing the gear, getting a bench pass, which is not easy, you know, and McElwain like, oh, we don't know what happened. Well, somebody knew.
Yeah.
Somebody knew, and it stands to reason everybody knew to me because – coaches, as paranoid as they are, if you're going to have a complete stranger walking around your bench area for 3 hours, you're going to say, wait a minute, who is this and why are they here? You probably know ahead of time who it is and why they're there. So Central Michigan now has been dragged into this, and they've got some explaining to do.
Wow. Don't you think the photos here are just the tip of the iceberg? I mean, once the internet really does its job and gets to work on this, don't you think other stuff is going to get unsurfaced about this guy? Who knows how many games he attended? Well, we think we know the tickets that he bought, right? But how many games was he actually sitting there behind the coaching staff?
Yeah, I mean, that's the next question. You know, the one thing we believe he's actually been on the sidelines for the Michigan games because they need him to steal the signs, you know? So what other games could he get to on a Thursday or Friday, you know, and still be at the Michigan games? I don't know. That was the easy thing here. The game was in East Lansing, and then Michigan's home opener was in Ann Arbor the next day, so you could make that work. But, I mean, I'll be shocked if there aren't just, yes, fans, but also coaching staffs who are ticked off, scouring all kinds of video, like, where else has this scrapper been? You know, let's find out.
Yep.
You already saw how fast it was that it came out from these other schools. Oh, yeah, we sold them tickets. I mean, people want it out there. There's no doubt.
Absolutely. So the committee said, well, we're not going to consider it. It doesn't factor in. Is there a punishment here that could be handed down from the NC2A, or is it just, hey, don't do this again?
Oh, there could be a punishment. It could be significant, but it's not going to happen this year.
Yes.
You know, I think this season is going to play out like the Cam Newton season at Auburn, where it's like, yeah, we're under investigation. We don't care. We're rolling. Try and stop us.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the Big Ten would really be the only entity, I think, that could step forward this year and say, you know, we have 13 angry members and we feel like we need to suspend somebody. We need to declare some of your wins no contests or forfeits. But I don't see that happening either. First of all, you get on the phone to Fox, your broadcast partner, and say, yeah, we're going to basically take Michigan out of playoff contention. They're going to have a stroke. You know, I mean, they don't want that. You know, and like the controversy that will be involved in a commissioner who's been on the job for 6 months, has no campus history, is a TV guy, for him to step up and say, yeah, you know what, we're nuking Michigan. I just don't see that happening. But there's 13 other schools in the conference that wouldn't mind seeing it happen.
Yeah. Great points. Yeah. Okay, let me run one. Oh, by the way, let me tie this in, too. The immediate reaction last night, Pat, after Josh McDaniels got fired from the Raiders, this happened at 2 o'clock Eastern time in the morning, was Harbaugh's going to leave Michigan as soon as this year's over with to take the job. I don't see that, I mean, I would, despite what you just said, and, you know, maybe something does happen in Michigan, I think they're going to try to whatever they can to lock this guy down for like a lifetime contract, don't you?
Yeah, that's going to be fascinating because there was word yesterday from Michigan's people that they're putting the contract in front of him and getting this thing done now. And they're on, look, I woke up the text at 6 a.m. saying, I'm going to dig into this and see if the Raiders are sending a signal that we want Harbaugh. So that's from people who work in the NFL, cover the NFL, whatever. But yes, is this now a race to get Harbaugh? I don't know. But the belief is that Michigan is basically seen enough, read enough that does not implicate Harbaugh's like, hey, we're going and we're going to make him even richer. Kind of like the way Kansas gave Bill Self the lifetime contract in the middle of the investigation there. So
yes.
Do the Raiders want in? And yes, was that part of the timing of this? Is they're hearing that Harbaugh is close to getting a deal with Michigan?
2 minutes left, sir. And as you mentioned, it's rolling on the field for Michigan, not the case for Dabo Swinney. And as you wrote with Sports Illustrated here, he's got to change. He has to adapt. Now, whether or not you like what the caller said or Dabo's response, you make $11 million. And how about the bandwagon comment 2 weeks ago, too? So now you're 7-7 in your last 14 games. Again, his buyout's like $60 million. So here we go with this. But do you think he will change and adapt as you wrote?
I think he has to. And I think he eventually will. I mean, I think they have to get into the transfer portal. He's got to view that NIL staff building differently. And, you know, welcome to the 21st century.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Dabo's favorite century by any stretch, yeah, but that's the one he's living in. And yeah, I mean, his comments, clearly he is super defensive. He's angry, but he's got to face the facts. And I think he eventually will. And I wrote, there's historical precedent to be on top and be riding high, hit a trough, and then come back. Now, you've got to be an all-time great coach to do it. You've got to be a Woody Hayes, a Barry Switzer, a Tom Osborne. You know, I mean, there's a small number of people that have been able to do it, and we'll see whether Dabo's good enough and adaptable enough.
Yep. The podcast is awesome. Again, you can get it wherever you listen to your podcast. It's called The College Football Inquirer. Follow Pat on X. He's at ByPat40. You can read him at Sports Illustrated. We love talking to you, Pat. Thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate that.
My pleasure, guys. Have a good weekend of football.
Yep.
Thank you,
too.
Sir.
And usually he goes to a game every weekend. He said, too many games this weekend. Can't miss anything. Going to stay at home.
Yep. Well done.
That's the right play this weekend. Okay, up next, we have in-pocket plays. I'm going to have a bet today that's nearly 2-1 on the payout. And also, I came up with a scenario in college football where Paulie would probably blow a gasket. I think it's realistic. I think it could happen, and he would not be the only one losing his mind. I'll run that by you coming up next.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Roll Tide, y'all. One of the huge big games coming up Saturday night. I will take Alabama lane 3 at home against LSU. I think it's out of control. For Saban, now Saban has never lost at Alabama to the same quarterback back-to-back years. Drew Brees got him when he was at Michigan State. How LSU can't stop anything. I'm baffled. I don't get it. Now, I don't like this Alabama team compared to years prior, and also from an offensive standpoint. I think they'll make enough plays offensively. How can you not? I mean, you're going to score against LSU. And the revenge and bye angle with Saban, he'll have them ready to go. And I'm stunned at this. I'll take Bama lane 3 at home in the big one Saturday night.
A couple of things that I would take away from that. One, we had nothing but dominance from Alabama for 10 years in this conference.
Yep.
For the most part, right? And I could never stand how SEC fans would hitch their wagon.
Oh, sure.
I never understood that. You're a fan of another team in the conference. You don't reap the rewards from another team's success. You want to hate that team. You don't root for that team.
You don't stand on their shoulders and say you're tall.
I'm a Wisconsin Badgers fan my entire life. You think I'm rooting for Ohio State or Michigan to win the
ridiculous.
National title? Get
ridiculous.
Out of here with that. Number two, the quarterback play in the SEC for a long time was awful.
Yep.
Absolutely awful. Until Alabama figured out we can't do this with guys like Greg McElroy anymore. I like Greg McElroy. I think he's an awesome TV personality. He's been on this show a couple times. You get my point.
Saban changed, though. He adapted.
That's what I'm saying. Eventually,
right.
He's like, we got to get up the
right.
Times here.
Lane Kiffin, number one, OC.
So those are my two takeaways from that. You have some pennies.
Uh-huh, yeah,
here.
Chargers lane 1.5 against the Jets on the move, ticked up. Trust them Monday night. Falcons lane 4 against the Vikings, up to 5.5. It's going to be Hall. That's official from Minnesota. Bengals lane 2 Sunday night against the Bills in a good one. Good luck out there.
Now, that's what a Sunday night game should look like in the NFL.
Correct.
Okay. Numbers last year when they played in the playoffs, it was a 5-game series. Nikola Jokic averaged 26.2 points per game, 12.4 rebounds, and 9 assists against the T-Wolves. He had 2 triple-doubles in the 5 games. In the regular season, here are his 3 games: 20, 12, and 16, 31, 11, and 13. And the third game, he only had 24, 7, and 9. But last year combined, it was 4 triple-doubles in a combined 8 games. He's plus 190. I bet it was a little bit higher than this last night. Plus 190 is still available on Nikola Jokic to have a triple-double. I have to still bet it when they're at this price. I have to do it. If he loses tonight, the next game that comes out, if he's $2, I'll bet it again. So plus 190 on Jokic to have a triple-double in this game for the Nuggets.
All right.
Pending Chiefs minus 2.5 in Germany against the Dolphins. Bengals plus 1.5 against the Bills on the look-ahead number. Giants plus the 3 against the Raiders. That number is now moving as well.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a daily email recapping all the best bets from every host and guest. Unlimited access to the VSiN.com/picks page. Sort by sport, matchup, date, and more. Check the leaderboard to view betting records, profit, ROI, who has the hot hand. Huge for guys like Nigel as well. Easy to find and navigate. Pro picks, betting splits, dog videos. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up now. Get access to everything we do through May 1st for $120. VSiN.com/subscribe. Go get them.
Tomorrow's show, also equally loaded as today. So much news to get into today from last night and yesterday. But on the show, Mike Palm's going to be with us. Nigel Seeley might be in studio tomorrow.
Yes.
He's getting to Las Vegas late tonight.
You too, Friday. Spear.
Yeah.
Goody gumdrops.
So we got to get into Survivor. Mike Palm is so good on the contest here at Circa. And which team do you think will be the most popular team? And I think you get a pretty good gauge of, what's popular here at Circa is also kind of the same team that we get from other Survivor contests across the country. Is it going to be Cleveland against Clayton Tune? Will it be the Saints?
Mm-hmm. Badgett,
against Tyson Badgett and the Bears?
Yeah.
Will it be a team like Atlanta? If Heinicke goes for the Falcons
or the Ravens,
it's going to be Jaren.
No, too risky. The way they're playing. All right, go ahead.
I don't know if I'd want to fade a team like Seattle.
Yeah, it's how you feel if you get knocked out. Understood.
Right, when there might be some other.
I know.
This is actually, again, a week where you're not going to have a lot of, like, great teams or elite teams available. What you're going to do is trying to figure out which team is the worst team that you want to play against.
But this went from just one option to now it's opened up a little
bit. Now we might have three or four options here.
And then, it's certainly, I know P.J. Walker, but Cleveland needs a win, and it's Clayton Tune. So.
Do you think.
Gas me up.
Okay, so on the games that we just talked about, if you were to play leave the Baltimore game out for a second here. If you were to play a three-team money line parlay this week with Atlanta going against Minnesota, with the Browns going against Clayton Tune and the Cardinals, and the other game would be the Saints, are you confident that three-team money line parlay cashes? Are we going to get Survivor Armageddon?
No, if it's Heinicke, I feel great about it, Cash.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to get realistically points from Tune and Hall? What are you going to accomplish?
Because I can already tell you
it's got to be turnovers from the other team.
How many entries do you have left here at Circa?
Two.
I'm down to one here at Circa. And the conversation this week is going to be the longest conversation we're going to have the entire year. I will already predict that. And we're going to go back and forth on probably those three teams.
Think so?
And it's going to be decided on which team. Because I sent out the first message of the week. The first response I got was, we need to probably consider going against Jaren Hall.
Here we go.
So, right?
1,200 people left. It's only 9 million.
How about those three teams lose this weekend?
Uh-huh.
And Survivor's going to be down to four teams.
That's right. Yep. I've been sitting on this for a couple days. And the sad news, and you told me about it Sunday. And then I continue to read, and it's just more and more. And then I was talking to guys behind the glass here as well, and I know McHale, who does a great job, was shook up as well.
Well, he said that his show growing up was Friends.
Matthew Perry passed away over the weekend, and he was 54 years old, and I was not aware of the backstory, but, you know, that was growing up, and I mean, forget growing up, but in college, in the mid-90s, Friends was it. You had Friends and Seinfeld back-to-back on Thursdays. Friends was a juggernaut.
Oh, it was a machine back
and,
then.
And those guys made a ton of money, as I'll explain in a second, but that was a huge show. That was when network television was it, and you were making $3 million an episode, the whole cast, what it was. But you were telling me the backstory, and I knew he had a pill problem. Oh, my God.
I think it stems from a jet skiing accident.
It is.
And then so it just took off after that. And like the first... And it sucks, man. I like that dude. I thought he was a really good actor. I thought Chandler Bing was a very good character on Friends. I thought he was the best character on the entire show.
Mm-hmm.
I loved his wit and his sarcasm. But beyond that, I thought he was a good actor. The first story that I read to go back and look, at one point, New York Post had this, at one point he's popping 55 Vicodins a day?
He proposed.
How do you not die instantly?
This gal, well, they asked him what it cost him. Because he was taking, I mean, do the math, 55 pills a day. He said it cost him $9 million and 15 surgeries on his stomach. He proposed under the influence of 1,800 milligrams. No recollection. So he asked, and then he goes, what happened? And the gal's like, you proposed, we're engaged. Let's start our life together. He went through with it. He goes, boy, this is awkward. I wasn't sober. I have no idea who you are and what. He filmed three episodes, three seasons. Three seasons of the hit show. Doesn't recall. Also was drinking, too.
Yeah.
Drink on the set, but he would get the shakes from time to time. He did three seasons he can't recall of the show.
I think he said that if you were to sit down with him and watch individual seasons of Friends, he could tell you what he was on that year.
Oh, my God. But he was, and then he was taking the private jet. I'll go see this doctor. I'll try to see this guy. I mean, imagine how hard it is. Who's writing a prescription for that? How is he getting this many pills? The paperwork you have to do just to get like 30 Vicodin or Oxycontin now. What's happened? This guy was doing 55 a day?
Well, I mean, just the Hollywood connections, I'm guessing.
Oh, my God.
When I got
he had a house here. He had a house here. He had a cottage here.
Yeah.
$9 million, he said it cost him the drug addiction. How much he was you told, have to spend on pills.
And, I think what got him off the Oxycontin the one time was the doctor said, you're going to have to wear a colostomy bag for the rest of your life. He goes, that'll do it for me then. I'm done. I was in a pretty bad car accident like 6 years ago. Engine was cracked in half. Had a couple of surgeries. They gave me Oxycontin and muscle relaxers. I had to run around town. I couldn't even tell you how many spots. I know you got the prescription here, sir. We can't give you the Oxycontin, or we're out of Oxycontin. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's this impossible to get? I had to go to like 7-8 spots to finally get it, and I tried it. I'm like, this is... I hated it.
Do the math. 55 times 7? You know, 30 days in a month? So in 55 a day, how are you getting that?
If you miss any of the show, search Follow the Money wherever you get your podcast. Best of luck betting tonight. We're back tomorrow. We'll see you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.